Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Rob Herman, General Manager and Executive Director of Lenovo Workstations. Welcome, Rob. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Allison. Glad to be here.
So, Rob, why don't we just start with a description of the Lenovo Workstation line and your role in guiding that product portfolio for the company?
So, I am the General Manager for Workstation PCs worldwide for Lenovo. So, I have responsibility for product definition, product development, and then sales enablement and marketing for the workstations. And we serve all the traditional vertical markets for workstations, so oil and gas, media and entertainment, engineering and architecture, finance. And so very exciting industry. We really enjoy serving our customers and watching what they do with our technology, Intel and Lenovo's technology together, to create great things. It's a very inspiring and energizing business to be in. We have a broad portfolio of products ranging from dual socket, very high-end tower workstations, all the way down to what we call a tiny workstation. And then on the mobile side, we've got the 17-inch, very high-performance mobile workstation, and then all the way down to 15-inch, more mainstream and entry.
Within that product portfolio, can you tell me a bit about the new ThinkStation P330 family of products that you just introduced?
We're really excited about the ThinkStation P330 for a couple of reasons. One, a new Intel platform gives us the opportunity to deliver our customers ever-increasing levels of performance. So very excited to get that next generation of performance out there for our customers. The other exciting part of this is we do see and hear from customers that, hey, our workspaces are getting smaller and smaller. So we're responding to that. We've decreased the size of both our tower and our small form factor offerings here. The tower is now 28% smaller, and the small form factor is 30% smaller. So it's easier to fit on a desk or stash underneath a desk. But again, delivering all that power and performance that the 8th generation core processors and Xeon processors deliver.
Now, what kind of users are you seeing as the biggest targets for benefiting from a P330 machine?
It's a broad range. These are a lot of the 2D and entry 3D users. They might be using Autodesk AutoCAD or Autodesk Revit or something like SolidWorks to do product design. But they can also be used in the finance arena for financial simulations, even in media and entertainment for doing some of the early 3D work within that workflow. And another big area for us is education. So more and more education in the K-12 space, as well in higher education, are incorporating workstations into their curriculum. It's interesting, especially in the K-12, in the old days, the kids were learning PowerPoint and Word, and now we're finding that they're actually using like AutoCAD and SolidWorks as part of their curriculum. So really great to see as part of the STEM initiative that workstations can help out in that area as well.
That's an interesting use case that we haven't heard that much about in terms of the K-12 applications, but it makes perfect sense. That's cool to see new markets emerging for these platforms. Obviously, you've been talking to customers about this platform in advance of its delivery. What if the early response has been, and how does that relate to some of the decisions you made in the design of this platform?
Customers, again, really appreciate the smaller size, but still delivering the power and performance that they expect. So speeds up to 4.7 gigahertz on the processors, increasing the core count up to 6 cores in the Xeon and Core I processors. And then just everything else that that enables, right? So more robust graphics capabilities, ECC memory, more M.2 support, so faster storage interface. So these are all things that customers are looking for. They're always wanting to get to faster and faster performance to get their work done faster.
Can you tell me about some of the interesting use cases you're seeing across the line of workstations you're delivering?
Yeah, so that's the exciting part of the workstation industry is it's constantly evolving and expanding. In areas like AR and VR, as well as even AI, we're starting to see customers wanting to expand into those areas at the desk, whether it be pre-development work or, early development work and, say, an algorithm development that is done down at the desk. So One of those areas that we have made public that we are working closely with Intel on is a pharmaceutical research company called Diaceutics. And they are working on an algorithm to match genetically target medicine, where they're trying to target the right mix of medicine to a person's genetics to find which mix of medicines will respond best to, say, cancer. So that's a very exciting and interesting use case that we're working on collaboratively with Intel today. Another one is a company in Amsterdam who really innovated on 3D printing. So they came up with a way to 3D print in metal, and they're using our technologies and Autodesk technologies to design a bridge that they are going to construct over a canal in Amsterdam, a pedestrian bridge. But now they're also working on, okay, how do we incorporate AI into the design of this bridge? And once the bridge is actually in place, to give feedback, you know, in terms of whether there's too much traffic on the bridge or there's too many occupants on the bridge, you know, how is the bridge structure holding up to the traffic? Because honestly, the city of Amsterdam was a little concerned about, hey, you guys are using a construction methodology that we're not accustomed to certifying or qualifying for a municipal bridge. So this was part of the idea to get the city to be more comfortable with the idea of a 3D printed bridge over a canal.
Now, I also heard that you're delivering an interesting form factor within the solutions that you're delivering today. Something about a very small one. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the third offering within our P330 line is the P330 Tiny Workstation. And that is a 1 liter size chassis, so very small, very compact. But again, delivering on that power and performance, the Core i processors, enabling things like discrete graphics and high performance storage. One application that we're really excited about here that really kind of expands the market addressability for us is the idea of intelligent edge devices. So think about the bridge in Amsterdam and being able to put sensors on that bridge and provide feedback. You know, similar in factory automation or in quality control within factories. So we really see this as an area that's going to really explode over the next couple of years. And we see Workstation as having a position there. So we're really excited about expanding the application of Workstation beyond traditional design workflows.
Very cool stories. Well, thank you so much, Rob, for sharing what your customers are doing with these exciting platforms. Obviously, from an Intel perspective, we hold our collaboration with Lenovo as something that's very valued. What was it like to work between the Intel and Lenovo teams to put this platform together and take advantage of the new Xeon E processors for this line?
Personally, I've had a longstanding relationship with Intel. I've professionally been working with Intel over 30 years. Someone once told me that the technology business is a people business, and it's really about the relationships around the technology. I mean, you can have great technology, but it really requires the people around it to get a successful implementation of it. And that's what we find with Intel and our relationship with Intel is that relationship leads to productive outcomes and successful products year in and year out. And that relationship continues on. And as we encounter new technologies, new opportunities, as well as new challenges, the relationship between Intel and Lenovo is all about, okay, how do we go tackle that next challenge?
Well, thank you so much. Where can folks find out more information about the new ThinkStation P330 and the entire ThinkStation line?
You can go to thinkworkstations.com and find out all about not only our products, but the vertical industries we serve, as well as be able to see firsthand some of the use cases that I described earlier.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on the program, and congratulations once again on the launch.
Thank you, Allison. Appreciate it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.